The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aaron Gartenberg, Poisek in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In the Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelek Beis, Siman Yudalid, Rav Moshe has a tshuva regarding traveling on a subway during rush hour, that it could possibly be a problem that men and women will bump into each other and end up touching. Rav Moshe Lemaisa is matir, as he writes that it's ene derechiva, he's marich, in exactly why and how that makes a difference. At the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe writes that because of this, it would be mutter for one to sit next to a woman on the subway when there's no other seat, even though he may end up touching her, again, since it is not derechiva. One thing that Rav Moshe does not discuss is the din of our Gemara, that lo yehalech adam achayri isha baderech. We would need to figure out why exactly that isn't part of the discussion. We cannot say that the reason is because the din of lo yehalech is only when they are hilchim, when they are going, either the man or the woman or both, because the Gemara brings Amar of Nachman Manoach Am Haaretz Haya, Shenamar Vayokam Vayelech Manoach Acher Isha, Manoach went after his wife. Then the Gemara brings from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and maybe it means Acher Dvarev Vayetzosa, but then Rav Ashi says, Ulamai Da'omar Rav Nachman, Manoach Am Haaretz Haya, this Rav Nachman says, Manoach was Am Haaretz, Afilu Beirav Nami Loikara, he didn't even learn in Cheder. The Chsiv, Vatokom Rivka Venareseho, Vatakavna Alagmalim, Rivka and her maidens went on, rode on the camels, Vatelachna Achrei Ha'ish, and they went after the man, meaning Eliezer, Veloy Lifnei Ha'ish, and they specifically went behind him and not in front of him, and in that case, they were traveling on camels and sitting in one place, they weren't walking, and that would be similar to traveling on and sitting in the seat on a subway or a bus. So you see from here pretty clearly that this din would apply even sitting on a bus. The Be'er Heitiv brings on this din, B'Shem, the Beis Hillel, who says B'Shem, the Marai, that the din of Halicha Acherei Ha'isha only applies on a specific Dalet Amos, when it's within Dalet Amos of the woman. But then he brings B'Shem, the Knesset HaGdoila, B'Shem, the Ritvaz, that the din would apply even when it's more than Dalet Amos away from each other, and that it is also to travel behind the woman as long as you're able to see her and recognize her movements. The Shaila in the Ritvaz, which the Pesach Tshuva brings, is in Chelek Beis, Siman Tavshin Ayin, is discussing whether or not this halacha applies in the place where the Ritvaz lived, and the women would wear clothing that covered them from head to toe. The Ritvaz writes that even in such a case, it would be usur, because he writes that the reason is not because one may end up looking at uncovered parts of her body, but because when following behind her, the person will see her motions. And by seeing her movements and motions, a man may come to be maharher, even though she's fully clothed from head to toe. Derech agav, we see from here, that part of tznius in women's clothing is not just that all parts of their body should be covered that are normally covered, but also that the clothing should not accentuate her movements. Because if the clothing is in a way that would accentuate her movements, again, that could bring men to be maharherba, even though she's fully clothed. So to summarize the Ritvaz says that it does not make a difference how she is dressed, even if she's totally covered from head to toe. It is still usur to walk behind her, even further than Dalet Amos away, and it would be usur to walk behind her as long as you're able to see her movements. Our Gemara brings a brisa. Tanya lo yehalech adam achari isha baderech afil vi ishtay nizdamnu lo ala hagesher yisalkanu lo tzdadim v'chol lo ever achari isha benoyen lechel golem haba. So Rashi explains, Yisalkenu litzdadim, you should move over to the side. So Rashi says, V'yavar lifaneha, and he should pass and go in front of her. This implies that just moving to the side would not be enough, and he would have to actually pass her and go in front. The Rambam, on the other hand, writes, Paga isha b'shuk, asur lahalech achreah, ela rotz umsalka litzdadim, oy la'achrav. Which implies as one or the other. Either misalka litzdadim, as you go to have her over to the side, oy la'achrav, or you make sure she is behind you, meaning that you pass her. Which implies that it's one or the other. Similarly, the Ritvaz also says, Ketzad Yasa, what should he do? Yimaher la'akdima, he should rush to pass her. Oy yistalek litzdadim, or you should go to the side, kadesh la yelech achreha mamish. That he shouldn't be immediately behind her. This again seems to be saying that as long as he's not directly behind her, that is enough that there should not be an issur. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon of the Rambam. In the Bir Hagra, when bringing the Mekoros, he brings three different Mekoros for three different parts. His Ela Rots, he brings as the Makar, the Gemara in Kedushin, which says that Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling, and while they were traveling, there was a woman in front of them, and Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Dal Karech Mekame Gehenim, Rashi explains that meant, Maher Leleches Shenekadmena, run, rush, so that we should pass her. On this, that the Mechaber says, Umesalka Litzdadim, the Bir Agra brings the Gemara Brachas Shom Nizdamna, which is the same as our Gemara, that Nizdamna Ala Gersha Yisalkena Litzdadim. And for this, that the Mechaber says, Oila Achrov, he brings the Gemara further down, which says, Vatelachna Achre Ha'ish, Veloilifne Ha'ish, that they went behind him instead of walking in front of him. From this that he brings a different makar for each part of what the Mechaber wrote, is mashma, that each one is its own separate din, that there's one din of Yisalkenu Litzdadim, that he could go to the side, and there's another din that he should rush in front of her, and she would be behind him. This again would mean that once she is not directly in front of him, there would be no iser, and being on the side of her would not be included in our Gemara of traveling behind the woman. What comes out from this is that that Rav Moshe was matir, sitting on a chair next to a woman on the subway, would only apply next to her. But sitting behind her, even though one is not touching the woman, would be usher because it is usher to travel behind her. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings in Mincha Shloima Simen Tzadi Aleph Oischov Gimel, B'shem the Leket Yosher, writes, Shemutur Leilech Achar Eishas Chaver, is mutter to walk behind in Eishas Chaver, Ay Achar Imoy, or after one's mother, Mishum de Bizman Hazeh, in these times, meaning the times of the Leket Yosher, Ein Anu Muzharim Kolkach, Mileilech Achar Isha, we're not Muzhar as much from traveling behind a woman. This that he writes, that one may travel behind his mother, l'chayr would not be a raya that would be different in his times. Because we see in Parashas Vayishlach, when the Shvatim and the Imahos were going towards Esav, the Pasuk says, V'atigash gam Leia v'lodeha v'yishtachavu, v'achar nigash Yosef v'rochel v'yishtachavu. And Rashi points out that by all of them, b'kulan ha'imahos nigoshas l'fnei habonim, the mothers went before the sons. Avu Rachel, Yosef nigash lefnei. Yosef went in front of Rachel, so that Esav should not be mistakel ba. So you would see from here that it would be mutter for the sons, meaning the Shvatim, to be traveling behind the imahis, their mothers. Either way, the Leket Yosher seems to be saying that this din would not apply as much nowadays. Rav Shlomo Zalman tries to explain exactly why. He writes that the Lashon that the Shulchan Aruch uses of Paga Isha B'Shuk, poga implies that it's by chance and that it's a rare occasion that one would end up meeting up with a woman in the marketplace. This is different nowadays when it's quite common for women to be on the streets. He points out that when there were fewer women on the streets, then it was possible to be careful not to be walking behind a woman, because once you pass her, then you're safe. Whereas nowadays, once you would pass one woman, there's a good chance that you will just find yourself behind another one. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that in a case where it is b'makom mitzvah, or in a case where one needs to be behind a woman out of politeness, so that there would be no reason to be machmir bizmanenu. But at the end he brings the Metshubas Ridvaz that he asks even when he's rushing for a Dvar Mitzvah. Looking at the Metshubas Ridvaz inside, this isn't so simple. As a Ridvaz, after writing that one is required to either pass her or go to the side, he writes, V'mi'efshir b'echon mikol eilef, it is impossible to do any of these things, v'hum emaher l'dvar mitzvah, and he is rushing for a Dvar Mitzvah, v'im yis'akev, and if he waits, yavar z'man ha-mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah will pass, yiska einav b'karka, he should plant his eyes towards the ground, v'yelech, and walk that way, v'layag b'yem min ha-karka, and should not lift them up from the ground. This seems to be saying that he may continue walking behind her if he is going with Dvar Mitzvah. But the Ridvaz does say that when doing so, he has to have his eyes facing the ground and not lift them up, which l'chora, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman means, that he cannot continue going behind the woman in the shuk, even though it's l'dvar mitzvah, because he must keep his eyes in the ground, and that it's l'dvar mitzvah doesn't allow him to look forward.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present the Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.